This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. A Rio Rancho resident has died while snowboarding at a popular northern New Mexico ski resort. Taos County Sheriff Jerry Hogriff confirmed today that 28-year-old Jario Hernandez died over the weekend at Sipapu Ski and Summer Resort. Hogriff says his office is still completing an investigation of the Saturday incident, but so far there's nothing to indicate that the resort was at fault. Initially, Hogriff reported that Hernandez had hit a tree. Resort officials say that the ski patrol arrived within minutes of receiving reports of a snowboarder in distress and administered CPR. Paramedics then took over and transported Hernandez to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The New Mexico Office of the Medical Investigator will conduct an autopsy to determine the cause of death. The resort, roughly 25 miles south of Taos, continued to operate the ski area where the incident happened. The University of New Mexico plans to appeal a ruling that its graduate student employees can unionize. The Albuquerque Journal reports UNM has filed a notice of intent to appeal in Second Judicial District Court. University spokesperson Cinnamon Blair says the school wants a correct and thorough legal examination of the issues by the courts. University graduate student workers first petitioned for union recognition last December. A hearing officer on the State Public Employees Labor Relations Board determined the graduate students were not regular employees because their jobs last for a semester. Graduate students filed an appeal. Both sides made arguments in front of the board, and in August, the board sided with the student workers. Blair says the notice of appeal is not meant to reflect negatively on the value of graduate student employees. New Mexico oil regulators are watching closely as increased seismic activity is being reported in the Permian Basin along the Texas state line. State officials are now requiring additional review of pending permits for wastewater injection in certain areas. More reporting and monitoring could also be required, and if things worsen, the state could limit how much wastewater is injected. State officials say the protocols were developed in partnership with New Mexico Tech and with feedback from the oil and gas industry. Division Director Adrian Sandoval says New Mexico is trying to be proactive with what she described as a pragmatic approach. The protocols call for reporting and monitoring when two magnitude 2.5 events occur within 30 days and within 10 miles. Within that area, operators will be required to provide weekly reports on daily injection volumes and average daily surface pressure, sharing that with the state when requested. Find out more details at KUNM.org. This is KUNM.